Almost 1 million primary school children took the 2017 Kenya Certificate of Primary Education exam, known as the KCPE. Goldlin Kakuya, a student from St. Anne's Junior School in Lubwau, Kakamega in West Kenya, received top honors. She received a total of 455 marks out of a possible 500. I was really happy about it. I am excited a lot because it has passed a message to so many people. So, what thrills me most is that it has opened the eyes of many people. Goldlin's success surprised many Kenyans because she has albinism, a genetic condition that causes a pink coloring in the eyes and a lack of color in the skin or hair. People with albinism often face discrimination in Africa, and children struggle to find educational opportunities. Isaac Mwaura is a Kenyan lawmaker and chairman of the Albinism Society of Kenya. People have talent, and given the opportunity, they can do so. So I would want to really say that young children with albinism across Africa, and indeed the world, because there is a lot of persecution and discrimination that is geared toward people with albinism, that they feel encouraged, that they too can reach the top. He added that families and society should accept and support people with albinism. Matilda Chirongo Tonga is the girl's mother. She agrees that discrimination against people with albinism is common. People will not even imagine that these children have a perfect brain. They think they cannot learn. They cannot compete. But the performance and the achievement of Goldlin has proved to society that albinism is just a condition of the skin. Goldlin told VOA she worked hard for her success. She examined her schoolwork, asked teachers questions, rarely missed her classes, and studied hard. She offers this advice to other students. Pray hard. Do your best. Believe in yourself. Because if you are praying and you are working toward your goal, what can deter you from that? So it is just a matter of being confident, she said. All students who receive 400 marks or more will be admitted to Kenya's national secondary schools. This year, about 10,000 boys and girls reached that level. I'm Susan Shand.